Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4. Let Bucky know when everybody's there by saying hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm happy. Romans chapter 4, verse 13, for the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but the new creation realities of faith, through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there's no transgression. Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Are you the seed of Abraham?
Yes.
So that promise is to us as well. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens or makes alive the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. God calls those things which be not as though they were. We're going to look at some things tonight about this calling. When it says calleth those things, we think a lot of times that calleth is calls, C-A-L-L-S, versus calling, C-A-L-L-I-N-G. When you go to the Greek, you find out that this is a Greek word, kaleo, and it's a verb. It's a verb. In other words, it's an action word. It's not you call and it's over. You keep calling. Now follow this. We're not talking about the prayer of faith where you believe you receive and you mark eternity with that prayer of faith. Mark 11:24, right? I'm not talking about that. We're talking about God calls those things which be not as though they be, as though they were in existence, right? And so when we say calls, we need to understand that within calls is calling. Calling, calling, calling. And so this is how God operates. And if we're to have the God kind of faith, and we do, then we need to follow the example of God, how he calls or keeps calling those things which be not as though they were. Now, I'm going to explain that a little bit better as we go on. But in verse 18, it says this, who against hope, talk about Abraham, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So, Abraham had to become what God had spoken about him. And you better get this. I'm going to break it down for you where you understand it clear. Because when God called Abram, well, let's go there. Hold your place here. Genesis. Abram was 90 years old and 24 years had passed, and he still didn't have that child. Remember that? And Abram and God are having this conversation. And in verse 4, God says, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and you shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee." Now, just as soon as God changed his name and inserted his name within Abram's name, it was a done deal, right? It was a done deal. So, that's not the last time that God would call Abraham, Abraham. From that point on, he would say, "Abraham, Abraham, Abraham, Abraham," calling those things which be not as though they were. He still wasn't in manifestation of father of many nations, but as far as God was concerned, it was a done deal. But God kept calling him Abraham until Abraham picked it up and started saying it, right? And changed Sarai's name to Sarah. I want to talk to you about name calling tonight. Chicken. Remember that out on the playground? Right, right. All that name calling, right? But, you know, we're supposedly the name it and claim it bunch, right? Guilty. But it's Bible, right? Right here, God is naming and claiming, right? And so, God called those things which be not as though they were, but he kept saying Abraham. He no longer referred to him as Abram, even though there's still not an Isaac to be seen. Are you following this? All right. So, go back to Romans 4. And verse number 18 again. "Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken." All right. Now, when God said, "No longer is your name Abram, your name is Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee," as far as God was concerned, it was a done deal, correct? Correct? But right here, "Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become." Are you following this? "That he might become." How many of you know if any man be in Christ is a new creation, old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Even though you're a new creation, right? There's a becoming new process that you and I have to identify with. You know, John chapter 1, I think it's verse 12, "He came unto his own," right? "And his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become," power to become the children of God, power to become the sons of God. So there's this becoming process that you and I have to understand. And so right here, God had already released the word. It had already been released. You're no longer Abram. You're Abraham. But now, Abraham, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become, now let's, for teaching purposes, that he might become according to that which was spoken. That he might become that which had, there it is, that we might become according to that which was spoken. Are you following this? So just because God spoke it, right, there was something that Abraham had to add to it for it to become a physical reality. It's called faith. It's called faith. Come on. Come on, are you following this? So, for us to become what God said we could become, then we had to know that it was spoken. And if it was spoken, then we have to add our faith to that which was spoken so that we can become that. Okay. All right. Now, definition for become. Watch this up on the screen. Simple. To come to be. To come to be. Become. To come to be, right? To come into existence. To undergo change or development. Right? To be or not to be. Right? That is the question. Well, I believe I got a bunch of beers in here. Right? Hallelujah. So it says here, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Now you might want to hold your place here again, and let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. That we might become according to that which was spoken. It's not God's fault. It's all on us. And once we start moving out in faith, God really gets involved with the angels, with the anointing, with the gifts of the Spirit, with everything that heaven has released to his people. He gets involved in it, but it takes our faith to get his involvement. He's already done all he's going to do through the Lord Jesus Christ about our sin, our pain, poverty, curse. He's already done everything he's going to do about it. We have to find out what he's done, and then we got to see what has been spoken, and then we have to become that. Even though it's already settled in heaven. Are you following this? 2 Corinthians 4. Let me know when you're there by saying hallelujah. Look at verse 13. I really want this to come alive to you tonight. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Okay. Now, I want you to see something about the written word and the spoken word. Because as long as this remains the written word and it hasn't spoke to you. Remember when I was talking about Logos and Rhema, right? And when you get a word from heaven, It can't be stopped as long as you stay in faith. Don't quit on God. Don't get weary in well-doing, right? So we have in the same spirit of faith according as it is written. Now let's say what is written has spoken to us. All right? Let's say what has been written has spoken to us. Have you ever had the word speak to you? Okay, that's what creates a spirit of faith. Right? So let's insert that for teaching purposes. We have in the same spirit of faith according as it is spoken. No longer written. It spoke to you. It's yours now. It's not just highlighted in your Bible. It's marked on your spirit. You don't have to recall it. It bubbles up inside of you when contrary winds start blowing. Come on now. When that pain tries to resurface, when that bill comes in the mail, whatever it may be, right? We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is spoken, I believed the spoken word. Are you following this? I believe the spoken word, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe the spoken word, and therefore speak the spoken word. Now see, when the Word of God speaks to you, you can't stay silent. Abraham, once that word was spoken to him, now he has to go home and tell everybody, my name's Abraham. He has to speak it out. Come on. He has to speak it out, even when he may be questioned, even when somebody may scrunch up their face and, what do you mean you a father of many nations? What kind of name is that? We know, right? But when something has been spoken, there it is up on the screen. We having the same spirit of faith according as it is spoken. I believe the spoken word, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe the spoken word, and therefore speak the spoken word. So there's a difference now between the written word and the spoken word, right? Abraham had a word spoke to him, but he had to keep calling that thing which be not as though it existed. He had to keep saying, no, my name's not Abram, it's Abraham. Correcting all of his employees. Right? Right? When Sarah would say, hey, Abe. No, not Abe. Abraham. Are you following? Calling it. You're going to see how important this is with your healing. You're going to see how important this is with your finances. You're going to see how important this is with your family and whatever it may be. Right? We call those things, and we keep calling those things which be not as though they were. We're not praying the prayer of faith over and over again. We keep naming what we have claimed in that moment and keep calling it forth. Okay. Hallelujah. Now, I wrote these down today. When the written word becomes the spoken word. Look up on the screen. When the written word becomes the spoken word to you personally, you then realize that you have and or are that spoken word already. Doesn't mean it's in physical manifestation yet. When the written word becomes the spoken word to you personally, you then realize that you have and or are, depending on what the spoken word is, you realize that you have and or are that spoken word already. Right? Okay. Now, through the spirit of faith, you can become that which was written, spoken to you, in physical manifestation by you speaking, calling it forth. Now, through the spirit of faith, you can become that which was spoken in physical manifestation by you speaking it forth, calling it forth. I don't know what you believe in God for. Right? But nothing is impossible when you understand when the Lord has spoken something to you. It could have come out of your time with God, in your devotional time, if you allow that terminology. It could come out while I'm preaching. It could come out while you're listening to a message. It could come out when somebody and you are talking about the word. It could come out, you know, just there's all kinds of ways that God can speak to us in a way that we know that was God. Come on now. And once he speaks to you, then it's up to you to continue to speak, calling it forth, right? Until the manifestation comes. So important. Now, go back to Romans 4. Well, Yeah, you can camp out there. Psalms 107:2 says this, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Does it not? What are we saying? "Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Right? We're not just going around, "Oh, we're redeemed. We're redeemed." What are we redeemed from? The hand of the enemy. We're redeemed from pain. We're redeemed from lack. We're redeemed from guilt and shame and despair and sorrow and all that mess. Right? We're redeemed from it. Are you following this? Okay. I want to do a little play on words to help you understand tonight. In Genesis 17:5, we just looked at that. "Neither shall your name be called Abram. It shall be Abraham," right? "For a father of many nations have I made thee." Now let's put ourselves into this, knowing that we are the children of Abraham, and we have, and if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, right? And that we have the same authority, even in a greater dimension, to call those things which be not as though they were. So, "Neither shall your name be called sinner anymore. Neither shall thy name anymore be called sinner. But thy name shall be righteous. For a righteous child have I made thee." Right? But you still got a whole bunch of body of Christ saying, "Well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace." Right? All that mess. Are you following this? So it's wrong for us to say that, I'm just an old sinner. I'm just a forgiven sinner. Sinner, sinner, sinner. No, that's no. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Are you following this? "Neither shall your name anymore be called sinner." Right? How many of you know you had to work that righteousness? Still have to work it. Right? Every now and then it's a breath of fresh air. "Oh, yeah, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God." How many of you know what I'm talking about? Right? Wake up to righteousness. Glory. Right? Well, "Neither shall your name anymore be called sick. But thy name shall be healed. For a healed child have I made thee." Is anybody seeing this? It's the same spirit of faith that God gave Abraham. We're just inserting New Testament realities. Are you following this? We're not doing the scripture any injustice. Are you seeing this? All right. "Neither shall thy name anymore be called poor. But thy name shall be rich. For a rich child have I made thee." Now, you're leaping for that. But once you go out those doors, you got to keep calling this thing forth. Come on now. You got to keep calling it forth. Not just shouting and running the aisles when we're in a gathering. You got to be able to shout and run the halls in your house. Come on now. Do you see that calling those things which be not was not a one-time deal for Abram to be Abraham? But this is how the principles of the law of faith operate. We call those things which be not as though they were. Why? Because God has already spoken, right? We have to become what was spoken. Good God Almighty. I don't know if that's just good stuff. Right? Okay, we're just getting started. Hang on. Hallelujah. Now, let me just ask you something. 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes you were healed. Is it written or spoken? Is it to you personally? Is it written or spoken? See? Because it will be tested. And it better be spoke to you, because that pain will speak to you. Come on now. Those symptoms will talk when you're all by yourself. You start sweating. Head starts hurting. Feel like you're going to throw up. Start aching all over. Whatever it may be. Are you convinced that God has spoke that to you? Or are you just referring back to what the Bible says? Well, the Bible says, by his stripes I'm healed. Yeah, but what do you say? We know what the Bible says. What do you say? I say, by his stripes I am healed. Do you see this? Name calling. I'm the healed. Well, Thursday, I have another doctor's appointment. Then they're going to tell me what the blood results are and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. Well, I hope, Pastor, you get a good report. I already got a good report. I'm not going to the doctor to get a good report. Well, Pastor, would you pray for me? I got to go see the doctor that I'd get a good report. You already got a good report. Don't have to pray about it. Don't make no difference what he says. You already got the good report. Apparently, it hadn't spoke to you yet. Boy, got quiet right there now. I'm carrying a good report in there. Don't make no difference what them blood tests say. They have to line up with what I've been speaking. Hallelujah. By his stripes, Philip Derber's healed. Okay. Jesus became poor that you and I, through his poverty, could be made rich. Is that written to you, or has it spoke to you? See? Is that really God speaking to you? I remember when I first discovered this verse. Actually, it was shown to me. There was a lady that went to this church here years ago. And after I was done preaching, she came up with the Bible. And she said, Pastor, what you're preaching is, I was waiting for you to go to this scripture. You never did. And she showed it to me. And it leaped off the page. I don't know how. I never saw that before, right? For he became poor that Philip Derber, through his poverty, might become that which was spoken. Become that which is spoken. It's already said. It's already been released. Jesus already paid the price. See? Hallelujah. Did Jesus become a man? Yeah. The Son of God became the Son of Man so that sons of men could become sons of God. Right? That they could become sons of God. Was he made sin? Right? He became sin that you and I could become the righteousness of God. Correct? Am I right about it? Did he become poor? That we through his poverty might be made rich. Become rich, right? Did he become a curse? Everything has already been done. And if we'll call those things which be not as though they were, instead of talking the problem. Come on now. Hallelujah. Now, I said all that to go back to Romans 4. Or maybe you're still there. Okay. Who against hope, verse 18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. My goodness. Being not weak in faith, he considered not. Being not weak in faith, he considered not. Being not weak in faith, he considered not. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his circumstances. He considered not his physical body. He considered not his checkbook. He considered not how much time's gone by. He considered not his age. He considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb. He considered not. The Bible said he was strong in faith, right? And so what caused him not to be weak in faith? Well, he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Okay, how is he giving glory to God? Being fully persuaded that what God had spoken, promised, what he had spoken, God was going to perform that in his life. He was going to become what God had spoken. And so he just kept giving God glory. You said it. You said it. I believe it. And I'm saying what you're saying. I'm the healed. I'm the rich. I'm the overcoming son. I'm the more than conquering daughter. Come on now. Being fully persuaded that what God has spoken, God gonna bring it to pass. He's gonna make him become that. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me shift gears on you a little bit here. Go to Daniel chapter 1. Talking about that which is spoken. Daniel. Chapter 1. Look at verse 6. Daniel 1:6. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names. For he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. Now, here's what happened. God's people have gone into captivity. And the ones that have captured them don't like their names. Because each one of their names has God in it. Daniel, El, God, right? And when you go to Hananiah, Yah, right? Talking about Yahweh or Jehovah, however you want to, whichever way you want to go with it, right? Mishael, right? And then Azariah. Are you following this? And so when they arrive, and what's your name? My name's Daniel. Hananiah. Mishael. Azariah. Oh, no, 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 we can't have that. Right? And so they give them names of their heathen god. Now watch this, because this is what mainstream religion will try to do to you. Well, you can't say you're healed when you got pain in your body. You ain't telling the truth. You can't say you're rich when you owe everybody in town. That ain't telling the truth. Well, first off, we ain't talking to the whole town. We're making a declaration from this three-dimensional world into the fourth dimension, and we're pulling out of the fourth dimension what God sent into this three dimension through the Lord Jesus Christ. I ain't talking to you no way. But they try to label us. The latest is we're Christian nationalists. Christian nationalists. In other words, we have an agenda. We're going to overthrow the nation. Yes. 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 my goodness. Okay, so the prince of the eunuchs said, well, wait a minute, we can't have God in your name. We can't have that. Now remember, God inserted his name into Abram's name. This is how this thing's going to come to pass. So when you say, by his stripes I am healed, you are inserting, good God, I feel the Holy Ghost come. You are inserting the name of Jesus into I am healed. Are you seeing that? But here's it, we gotta get the name of Jesus. We gotta get the name of their God. We can't have them calling those things which be not as though they were. We got to make up doctrine that's just those faith people. That's those name it and claim it bunch. That's the blab it and grab it bunch and all that. And we got to stop them because they keep expanding. They keep possessing. They keep going forward. It seems like nothing will stop them. So we got to rename them. We got to let them know that what they're calling themselves is not for real. We're not calling ourselves. God called us to heal. God called us to prosperous. God called us righteous. Well, I never say I'm righteous. I know you won't never say you're righteous. You're still in sinner territory. You've been indoctrinated by doctrines of devils. Then when somebody comes to you with the truth, attack it. So here we got Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And when the prince of the eunuch hears that, he said, no, 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 Lord, we can't have that. Because every time they're talking about their God. Because Daniel means judge of God. Hananiah means Jehovah has favored. Mishael means strong in God. Azariah means Jehovah is a help. So we got a problem here. Judge of God? Yes, Jehovah has favored. Did you see what strong in God's doing? And yes, he's getting Jehovah's help to help him. And they got to get rid of that. See? And the devil has to get you quit calling yourself what God has already spoken about you to stop you from having it. I know it's difficult when you got pain in your body to say I'm healed. I know it's difficult when it looks like you're behind in your finances and you're calling yourself rich. Been there recently. It don't change the word. Same God that raised me from the dead 6 times is the same God to put a new heart down in my chest that took a foot that was broke off my leg and snapped it back on, that took a full-blown stroke of my wife that slid down into the seat as we were going for dinner and heals her 20 minutes later. That same God was with me in the hospital. And I didn't have to go through all that if I'd have been listening. So it wasn't God said, well, I just need the pastor to go through that, that way he can have a testimony and he can share for other people to go through surgery and, you know, he can comfort them with the comfort where he's been comforted. No, you know I don't preach about it. I didn't obey God. That's my testimony. God's merciful. That's what I got out of it. I said, I should have been dead, and here I am preaching a faith lift 3 weeks. Tiffy and Desnor was up there more than anybody. They didn't hear me over there crying. Oh, I don't know what's wrong. They didn't hear none of that. Zero. Why? Because the words already spoke to me. I already been around the circle of faith multiple times. I already know who my father is. My healer is. Too late to drag me into question territory. Hey! So, we got to change your name. We can't have God is the judge, Jehovah is favored, strong in God, Jehovah's help. So they changed Daniel's name to Belshazzar, which means the keeper of the hidden treasures of Bel. Yeah, right. How many of you know he had the hidden treasures of the real God? Right? Shadrach for Hananiah, the inspiration of the sun god. Meshach for Michelle. Not Michelle. Michelle. Of the goddess Shak, another goofy idol. And Azariah, Abednego, servant of the shining fire. Now, it was their attempt to reprogram them. They're going to call them Belshazzar, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they're going to try to drill it down into their consciousness. But I'm going to show you that they kept with what they knew to be true as far as what their name really was. I guarantee you, when they did not bow, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah being threatened with the fiery furnace, I can tell you that they had not been reprogrammed. You do not go into the fiery furnace with, hey, Shadrach, what do you want, Meshach? I think Abednego got a good idea. We don't need to go in this fiery furnace. You know what they went in there with? They went in there with, God has favored us. We're strong in God. And God is our help. Come on now. Watch this now. Because look at Daniel chapter 3 and verse 29. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 29. This is after they came out. Right? Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which do what? Do what? Speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Now watch this. This is a kingly decree. That anybody speaks anything amiss. And so there they are. Hey, Shadrach. It's Hananiah. You say it one more time and the decree's coming down on you and your whole house. Got a king's decree. You say anything amiss. Okay. Let's look at Daniel. Remember Daniel in the lion's den? Right? They throw him in the lion's den. And in Daniel 6, we're talking about calling those things which be not as though they were. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were speaking what God's name was in their life. And the fourth man showed up in the fire. The fourth man showed up in the hospital room. The fourth man showed up in that financial matter. The fourth man showed up in that marriage. The fourth man showed up in that relationship. The fourth man showed up in that housing situation. You fill in the blank. Don't let the world label you. Speak what God, insert God into you. Say what God says about you. All the time. That time outside that tent meeting in Tennessee, boy, I got hit in my stomach. I turned the altar call over to Pastor Jack. I walked outside. By the time I got outside, everything started spinning. I broke out in this sweat. I went over and leaned up against a tree like this right here, away from all the tent and the vehicles and everything. And I'm just, and the devil is screaming, I'm going to kill you, faith man. There you are. You just preached on miracles. Look at you. You're going to die right here. And the Lord said, Philip, give me something to work with. And I said, if you've been standing beside me, you probably not wouldn't even heard it. By his stripes, I'm healed. Next thing I know, I'm on my back beside the van that we came in. Totally healed, feeling great, wondering how I got here. And the van door's open, the side door. And I just went to get up, and I was helped up. And I sat in there, and I'm like, what just happened? I was way over there. I just got translated, healed, right here, right at a moment when everything looked like it was falling apart. Pastor Philip ain't scared of nothing. Well, I wouldn't say that. I know. That's your problem. That's why you're still dealing with fear. Perfect love casts that out. We've not been given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. Hallelujah. I refuse to fear. No matter what it is. I refuse to fear. It's not in our nature. You have to go outside of your nature, your divine nature, to fear. There's nothing inside your recreated spirit that knows how to fear. Nothing. Hello? And the first thing the devil is after, that spirit of fear is after, is your power. Not your love. He's after your power. Power to what? Power to become. Now watch this. When they're accusing Daniel, remember that? Then answered they, Daniel 6:13. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel. Now see, you go all the, you know, they didn't call him Belshazzar. That Daniel. That Daniel. Can you hear the sarcasm in it? That Daniel. Right? Is of the children of captivity. He don't regard you, O king, nor the decree you assigned, but makes his petition three times a day. He refused to let go that God was the judge of his life. And it didn't make no difference how he was being judged. Didn't make no difference who was coming against him. He was not going to back off of his personal relationship with the Lord. If the shoe fits, I'll help you out. Now watch this. He gets thrown in the lion's den, right? Right? And the king recognizes, oh my, I made a big mistake. And he comes the next morning. Now I want you to see this. In verse number 20. And when he, the king, came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Belshazzar. Huh? Huh? He said, forget this Belshazzar thing. He cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, and the king spake and said to Daniel, now watch, it's written, O Daniel! Not old Belshazzar, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Come on now. Come on now. He recognized. Is your God, the one you're named after, the one that's in your name, who we tried to rename, is that God able to deliver you from the lion's den? And I'm here to tell you that roaring lion devil, he cannot prosper. I don't care what he's been lying to you about. I don't care what he's been trying to inflict on your body, in your marriage, on your children, in your finances. It don't make no difference. You got L inside of you. God is your judge, and you will be vindicated. Somebody shout. Hallelujah. Back to Romans 4, we close. Y'all seeing this tonight? Verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Now we know, as it is spoken. Right? I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who makes alive the dead and calls those things. And again, that word calls, calling, it's a verb. It's a nonstop action. It's a nonstop action. So you can speak your way right out of debt. If God's word has spoke to you, and the spirit of faith is inside of you, not the soul of faith reciteth, spirit of faith speaketh. Right? And when it's real to you, you can speak your way right out of debt. You can speak your way right out of that pain. You can speak your way right out of that circumstance that's trying to hinder you, but you cannot consider what is going on around you. And that is the life of faith. Everything in 3D tries to overwhelm you. Everything in this natural world tries to invade you and name you broke, name you sick, name you an invalid, name you depressed, name you. But see, you got to take God and put God inside who you really are. If any man be in Christ, and when you bring God into your life, which you did, right? Now he wants to be involved in everything we do. So he takes the written word and makes it real to you through revelation knowledge to where it speaks to you. And now you take it and you call those things which be not as though they be, and you become what he has already provided for you. Somebody shout. That's it. It's not hard. It's those situations that try to make it hard. That try to choke the word. And that's why it's it's powerful to be around like precious faith. Because the world out there has got you named. They already got a statistic for you. See? And they didn't factor God in. No, they didn't factor God in. 14-year drug addict drunk. See? And all that went with that. That's how the world pegged me. Never amount to anything now. He'll have that stigma. He'll have that in his life. He'll have to carry that the rest of his life. And it'll be like a ball and chain around his leg because he can't escape the reality that he was locked up 20 times looking at 21 years in the penitentiary. He can't escape that. But one thing they didn't factor in. They didn't factor in God that on 16 July 1988, 2:30 in the afternoon with cocaine running around my brain and Valiums in my veins, I would cry unto God and invite God into my life. And he came into my life, and that old man died, and now I'm becoming what he has spoken about me, and you are becoming what he has spoken about you. Stand to your feet and give God praise. Hallelujah! 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 Yes! We bless you. We honor you. We give you praise. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sit down. I got 4 minutes. Understand. Understand. That circumstances try to name you. Well, you failed at that before. You got fired from that job. You tried to launch that business. It didn't go nowhere. You filled out that resume and even had an interview, and they didn't hire you. And see, all that tries to build on you about, and you start to self-evaluate instead of realizing, whoa, 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 God got something better. That's all that is. God got something better. It's God in me, the hope of glory. Come on now. Are you following this? Don't let them try to connect you with a bell God, right? Are you following this? It's reality that we call those things which be not. Don't make no difference how long it's been like that. We call those things which be not as though they were. And we don't stop. Temperature went up. Fever went up. I'm the healed. Thank you, Jesus. I'm the healed. Glory be to God. Looks like you went backwards in finances from the last month. I'm the rich in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. We're not talking denial. We're not talking about trying to override your soul and live in some fantasy land. No, we know what the Bible has said, and we're taking those truths, and they have spoken to us so strong, and now we are becoming according to that which was spoken. Folks, I tell you what, I'm looking at some victorious people. Victorious people. Don't stop confessing what God has said. Don't stop. Matter of fact, say this out loud. I am in Jesus, the healed. I am in Jesus, the rich. I am in Jesus, the blessed. I am in Jesus, a king. I am in Jesus, a priest. I am in Jesus, victorious. I am in Jesus, an overcomer. I am in Jesus, more than conqueror. I am in Jesus. You fill in the blank. We can fill in the blank like this. You know how you can fill in the blank? Hallelujah! Lift your hands. Let me bless you, Father. Blessings upon these, your people, as they go the way, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. I bless them out of the house of the Lord in Jesus' name. So be it. Amen. Go in the joy of the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Be a blessing.